My name is Samantha Lowe. I am 16 years old, and today is November 23rd. I'm going to be speaking with my mother, Emily Lee, and we are recording this interview in Daly City, California. Okay. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Yes, actually, there's many people in my life that are very important and have a big influence on me. The particular one will be my mom and dad and my husband. So like my mom and dad, you know, they spend their whole life, you know, bringing me up, teaching me how to be a good person and prep me to so that I can be independent, you know, in the future. They instill a lot of good value in me that helps me to be able to survive now. And then another person that is very important to me is my husband. Since we are, since I know him when I'm 18, we have been going through so many different things. We grow together and, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a two-way impact. You know, I'm making him changes and he making me changes so that we'll be, you know, able to grow from time to time.
You met him when you were 18?
Yes. Yeah. We go through teenage together, I guess. And, you know, it's a lot of things going on. We go through, you know, good times and bad times. And then the most important thing is we are having you and we both learn how to be a parents.
Okay. Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
Oh, that would be my parents again. You know, they basically, you know, giving all they have to me and my sisters, and they're willing to, you know, work hard and give us the best. You know, if my dad is still around, I truly want to say thank you to him, and, you know, and my mom. I just want to say, you know, I love them and, you know, I miss them.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Oh, I'm having a very, very happy childhood. I was born and raised in Hong Kong. And, you know, childhood, you know, just a lot of, you know, fun. I have three sisters. Every day we just like play together, and my father owning a little factory, and you know, one thing that is very, very, you know, memorable for me is we as a family always work together in the factory, and this is the best memory I ever have.
Okay.
As a child, you know, during my time, we don't have lots of toys like, you know, what you have. And one thing I like about my childhood is we can pick up anything that is around us and we can start imagining or making, you know, making things up so that we can play with whatever that is available to us. And another thing that I like about my childhood is, you know, it's just don't have any responsibility and that is kind of like free and, you know, enjoyable every day.
But how were you as a kid?
How?
Like, were you a good kid? Were you a bad kid?
You know, my mom has four kids. So your grandmom has four kids, right? You know, she need to work in the factory too. So majority of the time that we basically, you know, take care of ourselves. And I don't get into trouble. So I believe I'm a very good kid. Same as my sisters. I think we are all good kids.
All right. So tell me a favorite memory of me.
Oh, you are very, very cute when you were, you know, a little kid. I still remember you just love to say hi to everyone. Whenever we push you in a stroller, you always say hi to whoever that you see. And I remember one time when we go to a restaurant and eat after dinner, I can't believe it. You stop by every table and say bye to everyone in the restaurant. That is kind of interesting.
All right. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
The most difficult moment in my life is when my dad diagnosed it as having leukemia. And it is a very, very, you know, sad moment in my life. And the whole process did not take very long. He passed away in like a year and a half after being diagnosed it. And during that time, we are young. I just go to US, and my elder sister is in England, and I still have two, you know, younger sister. One of them is just 12 years old, and the other is like 15. So we are all young, and my mom by herself cannot take care of the business that my dad has, and she needs to, you know, she is under stress. And at the same time, she need to think about our tuition fee, you know, in England and US, as well as the two sisters that I'm having in Hong Kong. You know, during that time, financially, emotionally, everything is under stress. That is the most difficult time that we are having.
All right, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
To myself?
Yeah.
I think is not to compare with others. Try to understand, you know, people around you, not just always think about myself. Be sensitive to others' feeling and work harder, because that's the time, prime time that you can prep yourself and prepare yourself for more challenges when you grow up.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Oh, I have many, many, many good memories. Can I tell more than one?
Sure, go ahead.
So, childhood, you know, I have very sweet memories with my sisters. We always play together. I still remember during that time, we all like Barbie dolls, but our family cannot afford any Barbie dolls. But we buy some, you know, little door from the store, definitely not Barbie, those are expensive stuff. And we buy the door, every one of us have one, you know, which is 10 times cheaper than a Barbie door. And then we just get our old clothes, and then we make clothes for the door, and then we play it together. Those are one of the sweetest memories that I have with my sisters. And then I do have good memories with my parents. You know, the time that we all, you know, as a family, we kind of like work hard trying to meet a deadline for a shipment, you know, to the customers. You know, during that time, everyone works so hard. We sing, we do things together. That is, you know, very memorable and happy. And then having you get married, all these are sweet memories in my life.
Okay, what was I like as a child? Me.
Oh. You know what? I think I'm not the only mom, but you know, to be honest with you, I think you are the most adorable kid I ever have. You know, you have big eyes, chubby body, and one thing is you always smile. And, you know, since you were born, you know, you are basically, you know, it's just the source of happiness for our complete family. Everyone just wants to, you know, play with you, bring you to different places, you know, bring you to park, you know, play with you.
How about me as a person? Like, what was my character like, my personality?
Oh, you know, your personality, you are very caring person. You know, you're not that interested in toys. You love to play with people. You are a people person. So when I give you a toy, You basically, you live it and you keep on asking me questions. So you're a very, very cute child.
All right. How has being a parent changed you?
Oh, it just completely changed my life since you are here. First of all, I'm no longer thinking all about myself. Me and your dad, we start need to, you know, plan out things. We used to like wake up at 12 and, you know, and think of whatever, just do whatever. But having you, our complete lifestyle changed. So we need to think, plan, you know, for you, and we need to learn how to be a parent, and we need to to be responsible, and we need to try out different things so that, you know, we know how to teach you and guide you through. And then TV, you know, we're no longer just watching whatever that, you know, we see on the television. When you were young, we need to watch and make sure the TV is okay for kid before we let you see. There's a lot of things that we do. And what else? It just, you know, being a parent just let me know what is responsibility and help me so that I can plan things better.
If you could do it over again, how would you raise me differently?
I think I would keep most of it. But to be honest, you know, a lot of things that I do to you, for example, I introduce a lot of things to you way earlier than what you are capable to do. For example, ice skating. I bring you to ice skating class when you are like 4 or 5. You're still very scared to, you know, to fall down. So basically you go there, you don't enjoy it. And then I introduce music to you too early, and it just kind of ruined your whole perspective on those kind of things. So if I can redo everything again, I think my planning can be better. And, you know, still I want to introduce you with lots of things so that you will be able to have an opportunity to see what your passion is and what you like to do. But the timing, everything will be rescheduled.
What is your best advice for raising kids?
I think it's about learning. So to be a parent, basically, let me know that I need to learn from ground zero because I don't know anything about kids. Starting from bottling, you know, feeding, you know, taking care of a baby, just nonstop crying, to a little child start to ask for this and that, and then studying, and then, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, but I do want to say that, you know, the advice that I will provide is to learn with the kids as she grow up, or he, as you know, as the child grow up. You know, there will be different things in the society, there will be new things coming up. You know, one cool thing is to learn with them, to go through the moment with them, to be with them every moment that you can spend with them. Those are memorable, and you know, that will be the time that you treasure, you know, when you think back.
Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like. Well, we kind of already covered that.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
You know, I think, you know, I think maybe I can tell you a little bit about, you know, where I grew up and how does that different from here, society-wise and culture-wise, how does that different?
Okay.
So I grew up in Hong Kong, which is a Chinese society. So when I grew up, you know, definitely a couple of things that is always in my mind, you know, to be respectful for people who are older than you, respect your teacher, respect to older people, and you know, being obedient, and it's just completely different from the environment that you're growing in here.
How so?
So in here, you know, being obedient is not part of your the culture here. you guys are having the, you know, your teachers and, you know, all your classes that you go in, basically the teachers is so nice that they encourage you to express your idea, which is totally different from what I go through. I sit there, the teachers say whatever, I basically say, yeah, I remember it. That's it. But here is completely different. This is mind-blowing in my, you know, in my opinion. You sit there, teacher raise question. You guys can, you know, tell, you know, how you think, and there will be discussion.
And it's not like, do you like that?
I think that would be a better way to learn. You know, that inspire you to think more, and I think everyone should have that opportunity instead of just take it without asking.
Okay, what was the worst thing you did as a kid?
Oh, I do a lot of bad things.
I don't know about that.
Unfortunately.
I don't think you'd be that bad, to be honest.
First of all, I always tease my younger sister. So me and my elder sister and the sister after me, we all, you know, make fun of our younger sister. We use makeup, you know, we grab my mom's makeup thing, you know, and then put that on my younger sister, and not in a nice way, but just like, you know, just make her look silly, and we all laugh about it. And my younger sister during that time think that she's the prettiest girl ever, so that is kind of funny. And then in school, all my classmates come to me because I can imitate other signature. And, you know, during that time, you know, every day, supposedly, you know, you need to go home and show your list of work and your, you know, your test and everything to your parents. And they supposed to sign, put signature on top of it as a, you know, indication that they know about it. So sometimes, you know, when I do bad things, when all my test is raw, you know, not doing good, I basically, you know, hide myself, and then I just pretend, you know, I just...
You forge it.
Yeah, and it is pretty bad. And then, you know, as I grow up, because this skill is getting so good, sometimes I help others to sign, you know, their stuff too, which is pretty bad.
All right. Were there difficult moments when you came to the U.S.?
Yes, I do. You know, I come here, definitely, you know, my English is not that good, which makes me pretty, you know, bad, you know, difficult a lot of time. I still remember when I first came here, I went to City College of San Francisco and studying hotel and restaurant management. And part of the program, I would need to work in a kitchen. During that time, you know, that is very, very difficult for me, just because simple things like, you know, a ladle, a pan, you know, the spice, you know, all the spice that people knows already, I don't know, like turmeric, you know, those are new things to me. I need to memorize, not like others. So, you know, in the kitchen, the chef asked me to do this and that. Sometimes I don't know what he is talking about. And up to a point that he is not yelling at me, but completely, you know, showing his frustration in his face. And, you know, that makes me really, really sad. And I think that is the most difficult moment that I have when I first came to U.S.
What was the most surprising thing about the U.S.?
I completely changed my thought, you know, when I, you know, after I come to U.S., so in all my, you know, in my childhood, I never think about, you know, politics. I never think about social science. You know, just like what I said earlier, I come here for hotel and restaurant management because I want to learn something so that I can work in a hotel. However, you know, when I get transferred to UC Berkeley and to study economics, this is the first time, you know, I sit in a lecture room where the professors start talk about politics and sociology. To me, those are, you know, a striking moment of myself. I started to understand the difference between, you know, Hong Kong and US And I started to learn a little bit about what exactly is democracy and what does it mean by freedom. And all these things just helped me to become who I am today. And what is right, what a person should be having as right. All this about mind-blowing things. And I can't believe that, you know, I am the one that I always tell you that, you know, we need to stand up for what you believe in, and we need to pay attention to what's happening in the society, and we need to understand how politics affect us, you know, everyday life.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And
are you trying to shake hands and thank you?
All right. Well, that's all for this interview. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we good?
Do you think it's good?
Oh, it's still recording. Whoops.
Yeah.